The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Well, let's get this party started. We are here, episode 367. You know, still in it, Vin. Baseball. Let's go, Mets, baby. We're going to the playoffs.
Our elimination number is 3 for the wild card.
It's not over till it's over, Vincent. Like your shirt says, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
That's it.
Clear eyes. It's on there somewhere.
That's who should manage the team, Coach Taylor.
You know, we haven't really talked about the podcast that they had because they don't really do it anymore. They like all talk about it like rewatching the show made them realize that he was actually like a dick. And I was like, I don't think that's true.
I mean, he like when you went from season 1 to season 2, he was a dick. Like he came into this place. They were firing him after because the guy couldn't make a tackle and was paralyzed. So they were ready to fire him. Next thing you know, he's being sued. And then he's like, screw it. I'm out, boys. Peace.
Yeah, like that was a dick move.
He kind of just left he left his wife and was like, hey, I know you're about to pop out another kid, but like, I'm out. Like,
deal with it.
Good luck. You could do this. I believe in you.
I suppose that was a dick move.
That was pretty dick. And then, like, he just didn't care about Julie. And then she's dating some Swedish guy.
The Swede. We don't. The Swede is a tough time.
What a life. What a life the Swede had.
The Swede. Anyway.
I'll never not feel bad for Saracen. That guy got screwed over every turn that he could get.
Yeah, but then he turned into kind of a dick. Just kept getting drunk and.
He slept with the maid.
With the maid. And then there was that other girl who he dumped for the maid. That was a dumb idea.
Wasn't that Julie? Didn't he dump Julie?
No, there was a middle one that was like, I forgot where he found her.
I will tell you this. We're talking about shows. Because oh no, that's not it. Tooth Fairy is on, Vin. The Tooth Fairy is on.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
And Ryan Deckler. I did finally go back. So I watched Suits, but I stopped watching Suits.
Okay.
Once, like, Mike left.
When does Mike leave?
Are you watching the show? Did you watch it? Did you?
I watched up until roughly middle of season 5, and it got repetitive and boring, and I gave up.
Yeah, so if you keep going, it gets better.
Well, he goes to jail.
Okay, yeah. That. So, like, now they're working on getting him out of jail.
Okay.
And then later on, him and Rachel leave, which is really.
She Rachel gets married. Leaving. Yeah.
She gets married to a prince. So she kind of quit being an actress.
It's tough.
And yeah. So I finally went back and watched. It was like season 8 and 9 that she was.
Season 9, there is a season 9. It's on Amazon, I think.
It's on Peacock. It's free on Peacock. It's all free on Peacock.
Peacock. Got it.
Season 8 was the final, was the season, the first season without Mike. Season 9 was only like 10 episodes to end the season, to end the show.
There's also a spinoff on Amazon Prime that's just Jessica.
Jessica, and that nobody cares about.
It's just there.
It lasted a season and a half, I think I saw.
Yeah,
I was like, oh. I don't.
Well, I enjoyed the time, my time with the show. I think I'm good, though.
Welcome, what show Daniel.
Is
this?
Hey,
Suits.
I actually never seen it, but I saw the reconnecting on Netflix this summer.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at, the reconnecting.
And, you know what's funny is I watched it. It probably was Amazon that I started it on originally, looking for something. About a
I remember
year ago.
It being on USA because they used to promote it all the time on Raw.
Right, yeah. It was on USA. It was on I think it started NBC and then moved to USA eventually, type of situation. I don't remember exactly how it went, but like I never watched it then. But then like I know people who watched it and always speak highly of it, and I enjoyed it. The early parts of it was good.
Yeah,
I never saw an episode. But I'll eventually get to it, I guess.
Yeah, like the first four seasons are good, and then I kind of it gets.
It just goes to show you like how good a show is when it hasn't been on for like almost a half a decade, and then like one random week on Netflix, it turns to be number one because like just like oh maybe we watch this again, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then it just explodes.
It did seem random that it just exploded. I mean, Netflix was promoting it pretty hard.
I forgot whose podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about it. It's like because there are no new shows, so everyone's watching
now because of the
that's why all Prime. These show all these networks are selling their shows to Netflix and Prime and putting them on Peacock and things like that, because that's where these companies are making their money and staying in business, because you're not making new shit.
Well, now with that, but that's just creating more of the problem that they're striking over.
Right, because now, because like, one of the guys from Suits came out and said, he's like, yeah, I haven't seen a penny since they've been on Netflix.
I think the way it works, as I understand it, once they sell it to the streaming service, you get like a one-time check or something.
Yeah, it's not like
it was not like a per view kind of thing. It just like
it was like when Seinfeld went to Hulu, they all got a portion of whatever that number was. That like right. Huge, remember when they first like bought Seinfeld, that was like a huge number.
Probably.
It was like a ridiculous amount of money that they bought it for. Seinfeld. The report was like $130 to $180 million is what they paid, and then they split that between the cast. And that was the one time they saw it, but that was really, and it even came out. It was like, because they were getting residuals from it being replayed, but
I'm sure they
Jerry
still do.
Jerry was seeing the residuals; they were not seeing the residuals. So he sold it. So he got to with Larry David and sold it to Hulu to try and sell, get them, the rest of them, you know, some more money in their pockets, which was always the story.
Right.
What's this? That's it.
You have the ghost in your attic?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the only thing, you know. Ben's office has some ghosts in there, right?
Yeah. Stanley's making noise back there. Sorry.
The ghost of Dwight Schrute back there.
The ghost of Dwight is opening the door.
So back to Suits a little bit. My biggest issue was, so in season 9, Mike comes back for a couple episodes because the show's ending.
Okay.
So he like comes into town to fight Harvey on some stuff.
Sure.
And help them at the end, and it's just funny because Rachel's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, nowhere to be found.
And I'm like, I get it. You're married to a prince, and you don't need to be on TV anymore because you have unlimited resources for the rest of your life. But like, lady, you are a huge part of the show. You got to come back for the last like episode.
Something. I don't know.
Don't just be like, yeah, Rachel's doing great. Like,
at least did they mention her at least?
Yeah, because you know her and Donna's relationship. So Donna kind of like pretends to call her a bunch of times towards the end.
Oh, okay, got it.
And then like Mike shows up and like they ask, hey, how's everything with Rachel? Oh, she's good. She's just busy with a case.
Got it. Okay.
Type of thing. And it's just like, okay, we know she exists, but she's not physically here. John Moxley lost.
How bloody is he?
He's not.
That's a first.
Yeah, but I don't think this is how this match was supposed to end because everyone seems very confused.
That guy literally gets bloody for literally the smallest matches. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, this definitely is not how it's supposed to end because
once the trainer... Is this the Queen's show?
Yeah. The trainer's in the ring and he hasn't moved. Oh, there he goes. Now his like leg is finally moving, so that's good. But like, clearly this is not how this match was supposed to end, and you could tell by the way Moxley's just kind of laying there with a trainer above him.
Maybe he's actually hurt.
Oh, that was
would be unfortunate.
That was a funny gif last week. They had a side-by-side of Aaron Rodgers and Shane McMahon of how when Shane McMahon like jumped and like blew out his quad during WrestleMania this year.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but at least he got to jump twice, Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. So, okay, fine. So Danny brings up Rodgers, and I got a question for you guys. If you look back to this offseason, right? We'll talk about the Jets a little bit here. So if we look back at the offseason, okay? The roster was basically built the way it is now before the trade was done.
Right.
Lazard was signed. Everybody was signed. The roster was there. So
I think it was an anticipation of the trade, but yes.
Yeah, it was more than
you knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when it was going to happen. And. Sure. What was going to be the final pieces to it and all that fun stuff. We all knew that. Do you guys think there was more than Wilson then, just in case if it fell through, or now that the expectations are all there and now he has to step in and be that guy?
It's definitely now. You can't... I like I said, I think... There was never a world where they built this roster and he was the quarterback, even if it wasn't Rodgers. You know, they had, I know they kind of.
Boyle was the answer.
Well, they put themselves in a pickle
at
the beginning when they didn't, you know, make a move for Jimmy or Carr or one of the other guys right. that could have been built, you know, stabilized.
It came out if you think about it, January that Rodgers was going to be. It came out in like February that Rodgers was going to be a Jet. It really wasn't like you had to make a move because he already said I'm a Jet no matter what. Now it's just a matter of the Packer front office and the Jet front office.
I think it also is we have Zach for 3 more years. Well, theoretically 3 more years, more likely 2 with the whole situation of like, we still have Zach under a nice contract. So worst comes to worst. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't cost you anything. So you have him in the back. If something falls apart, year 3 and hopefully he gets it going. You know what I mean? So it's just really one of those things of like, you have to deal with what you got type of thing. And then, obviously, third time's a charm, hopefully. I don't know. I really, that whole situation of having to see Zach Wilson out there is just like, oh, man, that has to be a big blow, obviously.
Speaking of dead guys, did you guys know that Beatty's not dead?
That's good to know.
I did see him today.
He just homered.
Well, Mark Fientos had 2 home runs today. So.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe
whatever. We're just making them look good for the Angels for when we sign Otani and trade for Trout.
So we don't make the playoffs here?
Correct.
Well, yeah, duh. It's all part of the play.
I don't think. Do you want to talk about the Jets?
And how? I mean,
talking about the Jets. What's like their game at least?
Well, what's the expectation?
They ran into the Cowboys buzzsaw. Unfortunately, Sauce drops that pick 6, and it was just like, oh,
he's gotta learn
Sauce.
To catch the ball, didn't he?
Yeah, like for the defense that talks a lot of crap that they're gonna be the 85 Bears, you can't have Dak just shred you guys.
I'm sorry, if you're gonna take one of those 2 teams and call them the 85 Bears, I'm pretty sure they wore white jerseys on them.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt, it's the Cowboys have it right now, and it's if they keep it going, we have problems on our hands.
Nobody has to worry about the Cowboys. The Cowboys are their own.
They'll find a way. I know.
Yeah, they will. They'll figure it out themselves to blow it.
But
oh, yeah.
If they play like this in January, we have problems.
What I do, like, just imagine being Micah Parsons. It's kind of funny.
I'm thinking about what kind of contract he's getting.
I mean, he's certainly smiling after what Nick Bosa got.
Because if Bosa got 170 and
yeah,
Parsons
man.
Is literally, like, they're calling Hike and Parsons is again is at the quarterback already.
Like, yeah. You gotta get Jerry on a couple of drinks too. You gotta make sure it's a nice night out.
I don't
out
even
with Jerry.
Think you need. I think
probably not. He's so crazy and old now. But yeah, like
you're handing that man a blank contract. And
like
saying,
you're gonna have
all right,
a new
here's
quarterback
5 years. Year you put the number.
I think he should negotiate with the AI, Jerry Jones.
Like they're gonna have to use their Cooper Rush for their quarterback next year because of the so much money he's gonna.
I'm very interested
in like we found out Jerry Jones is really never going anywhere because they created an AI Jerry Jones.
Why won't he just leave?
You know, I was listening to Kurt Angle on Rogan, and like Angle was telling Joe Rogan, he was like, "Yeah, Vince said that I'm gonna be dead holding WWE, and they're gonna have to try and rip it from my hands at 120 yeah. years old." And in my mind, I'm like, it's similar to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. He's
so.
Gonna-
You'll laugh at this, Steve. My friend Grump, who does Just Giants podcast, he was comparing, like, after the post show, when I listened to the show after, I text him. And I go, he compared Jerry Jones to Mr. Burns, because he's just will never go away.
So does that make Stephen Jones Smithers?
Well, that's what he said. It used to be Garrett, but now Stephen Jones is Smithers.
McCarthy's Homer. He's just a guy in sector 7G that's just there pushing buttons and hoping it works.
He's there forever. And he puts the picture of Maggie on the sign that he's there for the rest of his life. But yeah. That made me think of Grump.
You know, if he shaves the beard and grows it and makes it a goatee only, we may have Homer Simpson.
For real.
We have a Homer Simpson there. But, like, so let's see the Cowboys.
The Cowboys have the Cardinals this week. We know how big and bad they are.
Listen.
For a half.
Josh Dobbs did not look like a bad quarterback.
Josh Dobbs was cooking on us, man.
Danny.
Josh Dobbs won also.
Do you realize Josh Dobbs got me a new podcast that I was not expecting on doing at all? Thanks, Josh Dobbs.
What?
So
Nikki texted me, like, we're doing a Giants show. I don't care anymore. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks, Josh Dobbs. So I'm doing a Giants show on Monday nights.
The dark place that was at this show was at about 5:30 on Sunday afternoon after the Packers.
Finn, how the hell did you lose to Desmond Ridder? He is
because
terrible.
Desmond Ridder looked good.
Ridder looked okay. Danny,
you know
Desmond Ridder threw his first pick. Of his career in that game?
Yeah, because he never threw the ball.
He played four games. The Packers can't stop the run. And
well, yeah.
I got news for you. The Falcons can run the ball.
Well, yeah, we know.
Shocking. They drafted a guy so they could run the ball.
Algier's pretty good, and they're giving Algier more carries than we all expected.
Yeah, so that was so disheartening. But, yeah, the Packers shit down their leg, and the Giants are down 28 to whatever, 3-7.
Yeah.
7. I'm like, this is going to be an interesting day. But no. Daniel Jones.
2017 all over again, because next week is, well, tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening to it, is it's going to be bad. And then Monday night against the Seahawks.
Yo, I'm calling it now. Danny, what was that Patriot game? Was it 12 or 11 when we went to New England with just the tight end and pulling out the game?
Oh no, no. I brought it up on the show Monday. It was 2019.
And then, we went to New England.
No, yeah, Jonathan Hillman was our starting running back in 2019.
No, I'm thinking of the game that Eli Manning went into New England.
Oh, that was 2011 with Jake Ballard.
The Super Bowl year, and Jake Ballard was the only player we had. And literally, they said five minutes of the game. Oh, not one wide receiver flew to New England.
Yeah, it was like him and I'm like, Manning,
what the fuck?
But this reminded me of the similar situation in Daniel Jones' rookie year with Jonathan Hillman from Rutgers, our undrafted free agent running back who was really slow, and he had to start, and I'm pretty sure he fumbled on the goal line. It was just like, oh, this is great. So it's gonna be fun. We're the Denver Broncos that are, they just put us on primetime 8 times this year, and it's all consecutively, and it's just like the national media is gonna be like, why are they on TV? Why? Because it's
did you see the stat of that they said with the Niners today, and the minute they announced the stat, and I was like, all right, this is the stat that proves we don't need Barkley. It was the Niners have not allowed a 70-yard rusher in 30 straight games.
Yeah, sounds about right. Good luck. Good luck, Matt Breida. Welcome to the NFL, Gray.
So it was like, good luck. All right, we're going to just let this guy just kind of chill out. And this is
without Andrew Thomas, by the way. I thought Azudu played decently well. I didn't watch Bobby's O-line report yet, but
I thought the line played in general. The line
played really well. Marcus McKeithen has to play guard forever until we sign Justin Pugh.
Well, they said the only reason Pugh was even brought in, apparently he's still not even healthy.
To shut him up.
No, because they were in Arizona, so they weren't going to fly other people out there.
Good point.
They were in Arizona, so they had him work out, and they said that he didn't look healthy. So,
oh, what a shame.
He's coming off a torn ACL, so.
Oh, what a shock.
So, it's definitely not an idea. But, like, you're also not going to sign him and play him the same day. Like, hey, guy.
No, I know.
Yeah, figure it out.
Marcus McKeithen's going to be playing, and then Gawinski obviously has to start because of Bredesen being concussed.
Bredesen has no idea what world he's in.
Yeah.
There's no way he's out of the dark room from the stadium.
No shot.
They literally showed the slow motion replay of that, and you saw when he rolled over that he was like, okay, nope, not happening. Guys.
Never good.
Never good. So
Brett Beatty has joined the Met StatCast era home run list of 112 mile per hour and 440 foot home runs.
440 feet?
Wow.
Didn't he like break his wrist like 40?
I don't know. And this is these teams are supposed to be in the playoffs that the Mets are playing. Just saying.
Oh no. They're going to break our hearts.
I mean, no. I mean, there's no shot.
He had it like four rows up in the second deck.
By the way, we do not own or copyright the MLB Gary Cohen trademark.
I own Gary. Don't worry about it.
I know the guy who produces it. We got it.
Okay. Awesome. Did you guys see Mike and Mad Dog? He's going to eat a gummy on Saturday and bet over $10,000 on the Colorado game.
Was that Hunter?
He was on First Take, and he was running down what he was doing on a Saturday. He takes a half a gummy, has a couple of drinks, and then he saves the other gummy for later in the night, or later in the day, and then he's gonna call his bookie and spend $10,000 on betting on Colorado this week.
Marcus Spears
had no idea how to say anything after. And Stephen A. was just in complete utter shock that Mad Dog was just on national TV talking about gummies, which was pretty hilarious.
Again, who still calls bookies?
Well, yeah, I don't know. He probably has a guy that knows a guy, but
he probably has a guy who knows a guy. He probably goes down to the corner store and bets $10,000.
Yeah, he couldn't understand. He was angry that he has to go to YouTube TV. So hold on.
He's just the absolute worst.
No, he's the absolute opposite. Sending you the tweet now.
It's really now funny. I kind of want to see what the spread is on this game that he's about to bet 10 grand on.
Oh, it's Oregon, Colorado, so it's going to be a close game.
Oregon, the spread is Oregon minus 21.
I sent you the clip on our.
Okay, that makes sense though because they barely beat Colorado State.
Yeah,
they need
Colorado everything. State came to play.
Yeah,
listen, good for
we
them.
Did not put that into factor. Thankfully, I didn't end up betting it, but yeah.
Isn't Rutgers on the undefeated right this year so far? Greg Schiano.
Yeah, they're playing great tomato cans so far.
Northwest, Temple, and they beat Virginia Tech.
Oh, Virginia Tech is pretty good.
They have a cool intro of that games.
Yeah, they haven't been good in like half a decade.
Okay. Yeah, we're minus 24 against them.
Here or in Michigan?
Michigan. For some reason, we only play them in New Jersey in November.
Oh, well, it's probably like what it is like with Notre Dame and USC back in the day.
Okay, so if we want to talk college football and scheduling, Daniel, are you ready to be pissed the F off right now?
Yeah, let me hear it.
So, as we know, the Pac, whatever we're called, the Big Ten, we're expanding, we're getting West Coast teams.
Right.
What is a staple of your Thanksgiving weekend?
In general? Oh, well, oh no. They're fucking that up.
Uh-huh. They're moving. Why? They're not playing it that weekend. Because now
I'm selfish and I'm happy about that because it always falls on my anniversary. So I'm happy about that. But that, no. This is that's true. The one.
I remember being antsy sitting at your wedding when we wanted to watch the game.
This was on noon. Friday.
That's right. You were married.
It was they're moving Ohio State, Michigan from that Saturday for whatever.
They're no longer going to be doing at least for the next 2 years.
That's terrible. That's a tradition you can't mess up. It's like that would be like moving Alabama or Auburn. You just can't. There are certain things you just can't do, and that's one of them.
So what are they moving it to?
Future.
So when would they move it to? I didn't hear.
It's only like 2 weeks after they can move it to, right?
No, they're going backwards.
So they're going earlier in the year then.
Oh, okay.
Because now we have to play other teams.
And it's just that should be the last game of the year. Like that's how it should just be. That's dumb.
Next year we do host Texas also.
Nice. Like, and we also have to put into factor next year is the extra playoff teams. So that's going to be interesting as well of like seeding and like who gets first round buys and
so some games. Sites still say it's that November 30th, but some sites also say that it's been moved to October.
All right, so we're gonna have to wait and see the official team announcements.
It's just again ridiculous to even think about because yeah, I was looking up. So when the Rutgers game was, if it was going to be November, because for some reason I thought this week was in New Jersey, like you were saying. And I was like, why am I not going? And then I realized where it was.
What is that also going to say? There was something. This is Harbaugh's first game back, right?
Yes, this will be Harbaugh's first game back. And Vin, your boy last week, well, 2 weeks ago, Mike Hart, in the first black head coach in Michigan football history.
Congratulations to Mike Hart for a half of a game. That's
pitched. That was over.
The hell out.
Papa Harbaugh was a great assistant coach during these tough and trial times of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, really tough and
trial. He only did the one game. He was only in this past
week. Oh, I thought it was all three games that he was the assistant.
Nah, he was only in this last week. And like the first week, his like son wasn't even there. Was like suspended for like the first week, and his son ended up being like the winning head coach. It was like so weird. It was like
stupid.
Well, he's back.
Everybody liked the coaching staff on this past week.
I can't wait for Notre Dame to do typical Notre Dame game things. And
yeah, can you show up this week at least? Just show up.
We have Hartman, so that's Hartman, a good running back.
Show.
We have a
fuck
chance, but
up.
It is Notre Dame in a primetime game. So,
am I the only one that's like not afraid of Alabama this year? Like watching them? Like...
Well, they rank 13th. So no.
Well, Alabama also is having coaching issues. Not coaching issues, quarterback issues.
Quarterback issues. They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. They have Tommy Reese from Notre Dame. And then they transferred Buckner to come, who I didn't really think was really good.
I think what goes down is that people, like, yeah, they've had good quarterbacks, but what have these guys actually done beyond Alabama?
Well, Tua right now, and technically Jalen Hurts, even though Jalen Hurts is technically Ohio's. I mean,
you could Oklahoma. Say Burrow. Then you could say Burrow's Ohio State too.
But then again, we actually seen Jalen Hurts do something, unlike Burrow did at Ohio State. So it's a completely touchy subject, but you're kind of right.
I mean, Mac We're is both... okay.
Yeah.
What'd you just say? That was the nicest thing Vin's ever said.
That is the nicest thing I've ever said.
I mean, what
in the general scheme of things,
he's
not
has the
awful.
Daniel Jones. He has the Daniel Jones syndrome right now.
Here's the best way I can describe this: is if he was in the NFC, he'd be a top five quarterback.
Yeah. No, it's
in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're pretty bad.
They are, but they're still going to be in most of their games. It's going to be a tough year for the Patriots.
For those listening before the Week 3 Giants-Niner game, it is a Amazon Prime game, reminder. Great. But it will be simulcast on Fox.
Okay. That's good. I don't know if you guys how much you guys watched of last week's Thursday game or if you had this problem. The stream on mine was awful. Like, it buffered.
I didn't even.
Yeah, okay.
I think I clicked it on towards the end, but wasn't really paying attention.
Gotcha.
Oh, I did click it on because I needed
I
had a no sweat. I had a $10 no sweat bet. $10 no sweat bet, and I literally just needed AJ Brown to end up in the end zone, and I would have won $350.
And he didn't.
And this guy yelled on the sideline to get the ball to him, and then he decided not to get into the end zone.
Nope.
Typical.
Oh, typical. I wish I had more money for a cash out on Sunday. My final leg of my anytime touchdown was Darren Waller. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And the best buyout was $60 when I could have won almost $300. So I was like, let this sucker ride. But I was so close.
Did McCaffrey end up scoring?
Yes. He scored really early. So I was like, oh no, this is going to be.
It was just Waller left.
Damn. Yeah, remember Ben? I texted you. I'm like, oh man, this has a shot.
I know. I thought.
And I should have. And I should just did Saquon, but I'm like, we'll go Waller.
You're gonna go with the one that's gonna give you the more, the better, the
exactly.
Odds.
That's why I did Waller.
Odds. Yeah, you gotta take a little.
That's why
bit
I did
of
Waller.
A...
I like,
yeah, because you had McCaffrey and
I had McCaffrey. That was obvious, and then
right.
I had Higgins and I had Kelsey. So Higgins and Waller were
Higgins
my big ones.
Number.
Yeah, to five. That actually confused the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I was watching those on Red Zone. I'm like, who the hell's number five on the bank?
Yeah, that actually threw me off for a second.
Same.
So this past Sunday, my dad was doing work and watching CBS on his iPad. And I was like, why are you watching CBS? Why are you watching the Bills and Raiders? He's like, because it's the only game on. So I introduced him to Red Zone.
He didn't know about Red Zone?
He didn't know we had it. He's heard about it. He just didn't know we had it. So when I told him that we had it and he turned it on, he said, this is a lot better. Now I can just... Because it's better when you're, especially when you're doing like stuff, because it's better just background noise.
I mean, shout out Alan, but you got to know about Red Zone.
guy.
Because it's like, again, it's the perfect background noise. It's like, yeah, you're not focused on a game. You're not paying attention to this one game. You're not missing out on other things that are happening.
Yeah.
Right. You're just focused on the noise. You're just 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Yeah, my dad does not like Red Zone either.
He doesn't like it?
He just doesn't put up. If he knows if the Giants aren't on and if it's not a good Jet game, I'm having Red Zone on.
Like I said, I think it's if I'm doing stuff, like if I'm doing like my dad stuff still doesn't understand. Like that, then perfect.
My dad still doesn't understand that the Jets and Giants play at the same time a lot now because of scheduling. It actually makes him angry because that used to be his thing of watching both games and being happy about it. That was his 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Sure.
So it was like, what do you mean the Jets and Giants play at the same time? I'm like, Dad, I don't know what to tell you. They've been doing this for the last 4 years.
I don't – I'm not – again,
boys, Brandon Nimmo just hit home run number 24.
Good for Brandon.
I'm not against the take that Red Zone is a little too much sometimes. Like,
yes,
it's like,
yes. But we are –
next thing you know, it's 4:30, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened with the last 3 hours of my life. So I do like – putting one game on sometimes,
but it's also good. Like, you know, you could put it on your iPad and video games and like,
yeah.
And the funny thing with the Red Zone, and just since we were at the Giant game week one, last week was really our first week of like sitting down for 7 hours. Well, actually longer. Cause we did. Sure. I watched Sunday night. After Sunday night football game, my eyes were shot, like, as in, like, it's been a while. it's been a while.
Too much.
And like, I forgot which Barstool show it was, and they're like, man, it's, like, preseason for us, too. Like, that's a long day. And it was 100%. Just like, yeah. Yeah, I was just like, whoa. I missed
this.
So this
week we have, because the Giants are playing Thursday, Pats Jets at 1 on 2, but also Saints Packers at 1.
Finn, you didn't even have to do the package.
I honestly, I did not buy it. So they,
there was no
YouTube package. TV. YouTube TV ended up offering a student discount package. It was like $100 or $105 for the season, which was cheaper than the DirecTV one was. So I could have got it, but then again, I found a stream online for last Sunday. I found a stream online, whatever, and it was like, it's obviously delayed, but it was no hiccups, no nothing. So I'm like, there's no point in me spending this money. I'm doing the same thing.
And to make you guys even more excited about this Sunday, game of the week. Chicago Bears at the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's really exciting.
So what? I missed it today. What the hell happened?
Oh, so somebody asked Josh about his
two things
about playing quarterback.
You mean Justin?
Somebody asked Justin Fields about playing quarterback, and he said he's tentative. And they said, "Do you have any idea why?" And he said, "Coaching."
He's and robotic, then, and it's coaching. And
there
no robot is going to throw it to the defensive lineman on the 3-yard line from your own end zone.
There was a rumor that their defensive coordinator wasn't at the facility because his house got raided by the FBI.
And then
it turns out he just quit. He actually did not get his house raided by the FBI.
Then I saw the Peanut Tillman, who is an FBI agent now. Wow, okay.
Right.
I didn't see that coming.
What maybe
is happening with the Bears?
Okay. The Bears, I'm going to pull up the – because
the
Ian Rappaport had it like all summed up.
Also, shout out MJF in Flushing for AEW has a code on that has all the New York teams, including the Buffalo Bills.
Oh God. Okay, so I was mistaken. There was a rumor that the FBI raided Hallis Hall, which is obviously their facility. He says the league is not involved and Peanut Tillman is not involved whatsoever in this matter.
This is like
the guy. Imagine Peanut Tillman's like, this team's so fucked up. We gotta go raid.
So
these
this is like the time Bobby imposed his voice into a Saquon Barkley press conference, and he like he did it so perfectly, and he asked Saquon, what would you burn down Soldier Field? Because that's the place that you got your knee injury. And that, like, caught on like wildfire. And that
really?
Actual medium people were like, this was fake. This is fake. This is not true. This is, like, it's completely fake. What are you, like, what are you guys, are you serious right now? That someone would do something like that? So that's Bears, what it reminds me of.
The Bears had a cespedus disappearing-esque day.
Well, that's fun.
But yeah, they just, the guy quit because
he had enough.
He had enough, and they stink. I mentioned this last week, that JT O'Sullivan, the QB school, and I it's almost, it's like hate watching at this point. Watching, not hate watching, but like enjoying the misery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching him go over Justin Fields' tape, and it's like, they're just, it's a disaster. And they were like,
you know what the funny thing is, Danny, bringing up the Saquon and Chicago. Somebody for the season said, or after the Cowboy game, and thinking about how the Giants' season could spiral, and you know, try and trade a guy like Saquon, they're like, Chicago would be the perfect place for him to go.
Yeah,
they just need a running back. And I'm just like, yeah, let's send them back to where he got hurt, and everything spiraled the wrong way for the guy.
Even like, I mean, I listen to a lot, obviously Big Cat Barstool's a big Bear fan, and like, I was listening to a lot of them, and he's like, well, I knew the defense was going to be bad, and I knew the offensive line was going to be bad, but I still had hope. And I was like, what hope did you have?
See, you, this is where
they were bad defense. So and a bad,
this is where
line.
Vin is very privileged and never had to deal with this situation.
No, but this is like, by the way,
shout out MJF with the Mike Piazza retired number elbow guard.
Oh, wow.
31 with the pinstripes. It looks pretty sick.
I'm not saying it, but like, if you sit there and you go, even if you have a good quarterback and you have a bad defense and a bad offensive line, what's going to happen? Nothing good. Right. Your best bet is Justin Fields turns into Andrew Luck and they go 10-6 with him carrying him on their back.
It's not a good start to your season when you look horrible, you're 0-2, and you're saying coaching, and then you have to stand up in front of the locker room and be like, it's not what I meant. Like, dude, you said the word coaching. What else can you have meant?
But it is, again, and I'm going back to the film. He's very clearly, like, there's one rep where he drops back, goes through his reads, and wants to scramble, but then stops because he's being told not to scramble. It's a very clear situation of, I want to be running around, and I'm trying to not do it because they're telling me not to do it. It's a disaster. They should just let him go. Whatever he wants to do, you want to run every down and get yourself killed, have a good time.
I thought they were going to just screen pass and hand it off
so
all day.
Screen passes. They run so many screen passes. They're running screen passes to Cole Kmet. Like,
you realize they're going to beat the Chiefs this week, right?
There's no chance.
Like, want to get into picks?
Let's do picks because there's no
13
chance.
And a half, by the way.
I just scrolled down. They haven't won a game since October 24th of last year.
We knew they had problems when Daniel Jones was doing literally the same exact play the entire game. And the only reason why...
On one leg. Remember, and he, like, got hurt in that game.
He got hurt in the third quarter, and we still beat them in the fourth quarter, and he had to be the quarterback.
I'd rather not.
Because Tyrod...
That was the game we had Saquon, because Tyrod...
Couldn't know how to slide, and he got concussed.
I'd rather not. Because the next week, you played the Packers, and one of the guys in the Packers said, I didn't expect them to bootleg as much as they did. Oh, I guess you haven't been paying attention as much as the rest of us. No.
No.
The answer is no.
No. Yeah.
It's not a cover.
I'm sorry. It's going to be another very long night.
Daniel Jones probably shouldn't even play, if we're being completely honest. We should just be safe with everybody. Let's just preseason.
What's
this
Davis now. Webb doing?
Yeah, what is Colt McCoy doing? Bring him in like a pig for slaughter.
Yeah, this is going to be ugly. This is going to be, hold your nose for this Robitussin situation. Yeah,
100%. You gotta have to take some medicine today.
Oh man,
Danny, this has one of those. We're down 30 points, and my mom's still screaming in the other room.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, I think you guys are gonna. The bright side is you're probably gonna get some sleep tomorrow night.
No, being completely honest. You clearly don't know me. This is a road game, so I'm watching the whole thing.
You can't do it, Danny.
I'm gonna do it.
This has, if this was a home game, this has showing up, walking inside, saying hi, and
doing the Grandpa Simpson gift.
Going into the
this is the Simpson theme show today.
Well, it's the greatest show of all time.
We're all going. Yeah.
I really want to take the Tennessee Titans, so that's what I'm going to do.
I mean, I am going to take the Tennessee Titans.
I'm taking Tennessee Titans.
Did you see Deshaun Watson? He stinks.
He stinks. And
so a baby Met update of the day. Ronnie Mauricio, 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Mr. I only strike out, I don't walk. Two more walks today.
Turned into a regular Jet Williams out here.
Vientos, 2-for-4 with 2 homers. And Beatty, 1-for-4 with a 440-foot homer.
I mean, I guess... That's good.
I guess Binghamton was off today, right?
They should have. I don't know why they would play a playoff series with a day off in the middle of it, but
they do. They had a day off.
Good for them.
Oh, they travel. It looks like it's a best of.
It's a best of three.
Then they so game two is there. Game two and three are at them, so I think they're the higher seed.
That's a dumb way to do things, but okay, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, they're the higher seed, so they get the 2 home games in the best of three.
But whatever,
I guess that makes sense. I think Blake is pitching game three if necessary.
I believe that is the case.
Well, good old TBD is on the mound for game three.
I saw that he's probably, but even the guy they started yesterday only pitched like 3 innings, so I don't know what the hell they're doing.
It doesn't matter when you're hitting bombs.
I hope Acuna's okay.
Yeah, still haven't found that video.
No
video of him walking away, but nothing.
Yeah,
crazy.
Oof.
I bet how many of us going to the 1-1 Lions right now.
I'm taking the Lions. The Falcons did not impress me. I think we hated them that game.
Is that what got you to sleep Sunday night, Ben?
I just got really. I mean, it was a combination of things. The Packers lost, and then I had a parlay that would have hit if the Chargers would have won. And they got the ball first in overtime and just went 3 and out
they
and then lost.
Stink.
Yeah.
That guy may not make it out of September.
No. He might
what
not.
What game?
The Chargers. I had a parlay. It was them -2.5, the Colts +1, which is easy, and then the over in the Seahawk Lion game. So the other two went great, but the fucking Chargers was just all they do is go down and kick a field goal. In overtime, and I would have won. And I don't know who's going to be the next Charger coach. Good luck to you, sir.
Just let it be Herbert.
It's not going to be Staley for much longer. I'll tell
you.
Oh
my God. The fact that he did not stay in Jacksonville after that loss is like, what are you doing?
We got to the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that's a
here. You're on the hot seat, but come back. You're on the hot seat. I'll tell you now.
But what he did the week before by starting everybody, and then his key, well, other than Justin Fields, a key player got hurt, and you're just like, no, man.
Like, can you imagine? And I give him shit because I think he's a little overrated, but can you imagine they hired Sean Payton?
Yeah, well, it'll be a big difference.
Yeah. And
yeah. I mean, I know they're a disaster, but I kind of blame Russ.
Yeah, that's more of a Russ thing than him.
I'll blame Russ for everything on the planet. Inflation is Russ's fault. War, Russ's fault.
The Chargers are hosting the Vikings this week. Or going to Minnesota this week. They're going to Minnesota this week, and then they host the Raiders next week.
What a absolute garbage bowl that game's going to be.
I am excited about the Sunday night game this week.
Okay, let's keep going with the picks. I'm taking the Packers. I don't care. Home, first home game of the
Saints
season.
Saints looked like shit.
They're 2-0, but they didn't look great. You know,
yeah,
Carson Boy.
Pack. Home opener, right?
Yeah, home opener. We're rolling.
Do. Go, Pack, go.
Just need Aaron Jones to be healthy.
He worked out today. Who was? No. Yeah, he. No, he did not work out today.
I don't think they had practice. Nobody had practice today. I don't think
they practiced. There was a thing. Somebody practiced today.
I'm assuming it's Watson because he's the other one that was hurt. They're also
Watson and everybody else was off today.
Bakhtiari is fucked up. His knee is just permanent. What?
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, his knee is just permanently fucked, so it goes from he could be fine to he's not fine. It's just, it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, I thought I saw something.
I didn't see, like, any updates today from the Packer guys I follow, so I assumed they just, maybe they didn't have it open to the media kind of thing.
There was a big update of Sterling Marte making a comeback for the end of the season.
Now, he didn't practice today. He stretched out, but he sat out the individual drills. Okay. But yeah, that was the other thing with the Packers was they were down essentially their three best offensive players, and they still scored 25 points. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins.
Dolphins? Yeah. Battle of the short guys.
I love how the
Dolphin. I'm going Packers there.
It's Dolphins. In Miami. Yeah, it's the Dolphins.
They don't even have a spread on this thing.
82-18. Jeez.
I'm going Vikings.
You think?
Does Cam play this week? Who would have thought that they had a pretty good running back in house and they could have just signed him instead of trading away draft picks from 10 years from now?
Well, they're still going to. I'm assuming Alexander Mattison's still going to get a lion's share of the carries, but.
Right. Especially.
I would assume they're going to ease Cam into it. But Cam played with what's his name? Their offensive coach was
with the Rams. Yes.
Was with the Rams. So that's why they made the trade.
Not Stefanski. He's in Cleveland. The Viking coach is. Fuck. I forgot his name. But he's a McVay guy.
I think I took him to win the coach of the year. Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell, that's it. I had the Kevin part.
This has ghosts written all over it. We all know how Zach loves ghosts against New England.
Is it, though? This is not a ghost Patriot team.
they're not really scary.
Listen, they almost pulled that off the other night.
Their defense
is
really good.
Do I want to take the Jets? I do, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, this is like I got to pick the Jets, but Pat.
I want to take the Jets. I really do. The 2-0 Washington Commanders with Sam Howell at the helm.
The Bills are covering.
Yeah, I think they'll cover this. They looked like they got things.
They're like
back
they're
again.
Like us. The Washington's like us from last year.
Yeah. This is a big spread.
I'm taking Texans. The Jaguars did not impress me at all last week.
Actually impressed me more than the Jaguars.
CJ Stroud threw 380 yards.
Trevor Lawrence looked like dog shit last week. He was missing throws left and right in the red zone. It's just like, what is going on? Like they had Kansas City on the ropes and they just didn't take care of it.
It's the first time they have any expectations.
Is this the first international game this year or no?
I think it's coming up. I don't think this is it, is it?
No.
It's usually earlier, right?
Well, it's at 1 o'clock.
Next week is Falcons-Jaguars next week.
Okay.
Falcons-Jaguars next week. Jaguars-Bills the following week. Ravens-Titans the following week.
Wait.
And then
November. Jaguars are overseas two weeks in a row?
Well, they basically own the place. They own the stadium.
So they just are they going to London for 2 weeks?
Yes.
I think that was the case.
They are in Wembley next weekend. And they are in Tottenham the following weekend. So
okay, I'm betting against them. I feel like that's not a good thing to just live in another country for 2 weeks.
Or sure that's where they're...
That's where they become bonding and they
do you think?
They have a lot of tea and crumpets.
They all just wear visors and drink tea and crumpets? Listen, Doug Peterson is not that far from Ted Lasso if he just puts a mustache on. He'll be fine. That's not a bad idea. I like it.
He does wear the jumpsuit.
He does. Listen, he's pretty close.
I'm not trusting whoever the backup is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, he's not playing, right?
He's still in a dark room. He's on the bike, Vin.
Yo, how many people are hurt in the league? The half the league is hurt.
He's on the bike.
Every running back in the league is hurt.
Yeah.
Half the quarterbacks are hurt. Burrow's hurt. Anthony Richardson's hurt.
Gardner. Mishu is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Of the Colts? No.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, shit, he is.
He is.
That's okay. I mean, they'll at least have a fighting chance, but I'm still taking the Ravens.
I give it a half. I say a half, and then it's like, all right. But then again, Odell is allegedly going out with Kim K, and she is a Black Widow, so.
Oh.
Yeah, and he already got hurt last week, so.
But Zay Flowers is pretty good.
So. He's very good.
Just
enough. That's who I wanted.
That one.
The Hayek kid is kind of decent.
Yeah, he's not bad.
When he's on the field and they.
I still can't believe he was a third round pick.
What I can't believe is.
Well, he faded off when what's his name? Got tore his ACL.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you guys see he's really Bryce? Bad.
No, I did not watch a second of that game. I heard it was terrible.
The lining up behind the tackles.
He lined up behind the guard instead of the center.
Typical rookie behavior of being rattled.
Yeah.
How do you know that wasn't the play, Vin? Jeez.
Because the running back yelled at him.
Yeah, because the running back yelled. Because Miles Sanders, of all people, had to tell you where to stand.
Maybe that was the play. Maybe Miles Sanders didn't know the play. How do you know on Monday they didn't go to the film room and Frank Wright like, hey, Miles, realize you were supposed to be in the other room on the other side of him and you were supposed to be quarterback there?
Wouldn't that have been great? I'm taking the Seahawks.
All right.
That was a gutsy win last week.
Yo, Adam Cole wearing a black Mets black Adam Cole shirt with the lettering blue and orange. It's pretty dope. I am going to take the Seahawks there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Chiefs there.
Yeah, they're covering. I think the Cowboys are covering.
Yeah, too. The Cowboys are covering too.
Can't wait for the Cardinals to win that game. I was trying to figure out why they were such a big deal out of this game when they had the Metallica commercial for it.
Yeah.
I was very confused. And then I realized, I mean, their histories, two of the top three best traveling fan bases in football.
Yeah, in Vegas. Definitely top two, yep.
You know,
yeah,
Cowboys, sure. Cowboys, Packers are up there in that mix. Someone tried to argue with me the Seahawks. I was like, they only travel when they're good.
Yeah, no. No.
Fuck them. The Steelers are... I don't think they're
great. The Steelers are going to end up being 8-8 going into the last week, and we're going to be like, Mike Tomlin's about to be 500 again.
Yeah. Correct. Like every year. I'm going Raiders.
Raiders.
Eagles.
Oh!
Baker? I don't like Baker, but he looked good.
Nobody likes Baker.
But when you're throwing to Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, you're going to look good.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles. So this is interesting. Two Monday night games again.
Don't like.
And they are apparently going to simulcast every game this season on ABC.
Yeah.
Because of the strike.
Right.
So they weren't supposed to. But because of the strike, they're going to put every game on NBC, on ABC, which is smart.
So the ABC game.
What they really should do is the following. They should just have like a Manning Cast style of things and like have Joe and Troy on ABC and like alternative broadcasting.
So are we buying the Buck and Troy curse right now?
They're on a heater.
Jeez, this is bad. So it's actually four games. People don't realize. It's not just three straight games.
What's the fourth
one? The second to last game last year was the game that Kyler tore his ACL.
Oh, wow. All right.
and then the final Hamlin. Monday night game was Hamlin. The first game this year was Rodgers and now Chubb.
Yeah.
All right. Who are they calling this week? Can they go to
which
Philly?
One are they calling?
Go to Tampa?
It's probably the later game.
Because if it's a later game, we probably shouldn't play Joe Burrow. Probably should just let that injury heal.
Broadcast schedule Monday. Doesn't say who's calling them yet.
All right. Whatever. Regardless, there's a chance Burrow doesn't play. It said the report today was it's hard to say if he's going to play or not. So, I think I'm going to take the Bengals anyway, but.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Some dude from Washington. I looked at it before. Jake Browning is his name. Jake Browning. He went to what? Wazoo. Do not think he's ever played a game. If he has, I'm sorry, Jake Browning.
Well, welcome to the league, kid. You have Aaron Donald staring at you. Bengals depth chart. Let's see who we got here. This man's name is Jake Browning.
That's what I
said. Out of Washington.
He's a 4-year starter at Washington. He was drafted in 2019 in the sixth round. He has thrown one pass in his life and it was incomplete.
Nice.
That was this season, actually.
Garbage time, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it was in the Brown game. He actually ran for -1 yards also, so not the best.
What's the 43.5.
I'm Burrow's definitely not playing. betting the under.
38. What game did I not select? Oh. They're like, they're not giving you the Chiefs game because it's already over.
Alrighty, boys.
Alrighty. So, for the love of God, Giants cover.
Have fun, guys, with that.
Please, for the love of God, just
hope everybody survives.
Or do this. Cover until, like, 10 minutes left and give up some shit touchdown to break my heart and at least show an effort. That's it. That's all I want is an effort. Just make an effort. That's it. With that being said, anything else, boys?
No. Survive. No one get hurt.
Yeah. Good luck.
Got a long break before Seattle.
Maybe they'll win.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Yeah, basically. Said.
Very much going to lose. But listen, I hope for the best. I do. Don't like the Niners. So.
Just don't wait till it's 40-0 to pull Daniel Jones out of this game.
Probably should pull him. If he plays three quarters, I'll be surprised.
I'm fine with a Tyrod Taylor or a you know, wildcat formation starting at halftime. Just let Breda stand back there and do whatever.
No, whoever the third guy is, make sure you activate him this week.
Oh, DeVito.
Danny DeVito?
Yep.
Yes. Danny DeVito is coming out.
Danny DeVito playing quarterback would be
awesome. He'll find a way to beat them.
Love it. All right.
With hookers and blow. With his massive Magnum condoms.
On that note,
look, I dropped my massive Magnum
for my massive dog.
Fucking love Danny DeVito. On that note,
he's such a national treasure. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.